Okay. Well, let's get started. I think you guys already heard from a number of folks involved in the design implementations of distributed databases, and I am going to talk to you about whether you actually even need those distributed databases on the first place, right? Or ifs and buts, which come to us. But let me first maybe define what do I mean by the distributed databases, right? I think what if you look at the database landscape right now, right, we can clearly see those two different database categories. There are some databases which have been originally designed for a single node, you know, MySQL, Postgres, right? And then there's a different generation of databases which are designed to be distributed databases from the ground up, right? And a lot of databases which are designed for cloud-native age, they are typically distributed databases. Now, what is the key difference in the approach of a high availability and scalability? Now, if you have something like a single node database, like MySQL, well, if you need high availability, you have replication, right? You can scale that, you know, by using the bigger boxes, maybe read-write splitting, but that is essentially what you have high availability through having complete copies of data, and then you execute the query on a single node. And that's kind of relatively simple problem. Now, distributed databases is when we also have a lot of nodes, but typically we have only partially copies of data, because data can be much, much larger than fits in a single node. And then also you will have a distributed execution. That means when you distribute a query, it's going to touch many nodes one way or around. Now, if you really look at the high end, of course, no single node can run a Facebook, right? I mean, it's just, you know, too freaking big. Lots of data, lots of queries. So if you look at that large scale or extreme scale, right, or if you are happen to write a, you know, mid-size application, but you happen to be in China, in all those cases, right, you need really distributed systems, right? One way or another. How can we approach that? Well, you can either do the application level sharding, and that is what a lot of folks did in, you know, early to mid 2000s, right? That's where Facebook was started. Some may remember LiveJournal, right, who popularized the term sharding, right, and some of the early approaches to that. Because actually we did not have, at least in the open source world, any good distributed databases. Then there is also the approach to sharding, which I will call, you know, proxy. With no disrespect, that is a pretty complicated, complicated proxy, something like a Vitess, where you have full-blown database, right, and then you have some, you know, proxy on top of that which deals with all that complicated stuff, so you, as a user, don't have to. Right. So sharding and distributed processing are complicated, especially if you think about a really kind of complete solution. You know, in my day, right, when you had a lot of those application sharding, you would see so many people implement some, you know, solution which would kind of work in 95%, or I mean, maybe kind of 99%, right? But that's all would be very, very fragile. And I think we came now to understanding what having the application developers, right, to try to double in writing those distributed data processing algorithms and distributed database is not a good idea, right? That is just, you know, some people still use it, right? Like somebody like, if you think of Facebook and a bunch of other companies started in that era, they sort of have their own Vitess-like proxy, right, which does a lot of that kind of magic. So application developers, they don't have to think about the distributed database, right? So I think that is important thing. Hey, you know what, if you, in this day and age, and if you actually need that distributed database, then probably you should not do the manual sharding in the application. Now, as if everything, that comes with sort of but, right? Because if you think about the distributed systems, they are complicated. And I think it was kind of interesting, like, to watch your previous presentations, like, well, how do you even think about the time in those systems when you have many nodes, right? All those kind of complicated things, how you handle visibility, consistency, isolation modes in those kind of large distributed systems. That is quite hard, right? And even if it's like a fully managed solution, that doesn't completely isolate you as an application developer, because you have to understand the systems. You have to understand how they can fail. You have to understand what kind of bugs. And hey, believe it or not, database engineers are not perfect. There are bugs in the databases, right? And again, if you're dealing with some very complicated systems, you run into them when a database is not behaving as it should, right? And understanding how it should in a distributed basis, that is complicated, right? So if you are dealing with complicated distributed system needlessly, right, then that is can be a bad idea. So that brings us to the question, which is the premise of my presentation. Okay, when do you actually need that distributed database? And then you can just pick that little nice MySQL or PostgreSQL instance, kind of maybe, you know, replicate that for high ability to scale reads and this kind of stuff, right? How high can you go? And actually, a while ago, I put this kind of little post on Twitter, you know, just to check where people feel things are. And I was actually surprised, especially by the PostgreSQL community folks. They can say, well, actually, we are running some, you know, 100 terabyte plus instances on a beefy hardware. And then I talk to some PostgreSQL guys and say, yeah, I was just, you know, giving the shit in pools, right? Is that real? And I say, well, you know what? That is not the most pleasurable thing to do, but you can do that in certain cases, right? Well, so that, I think, gives us some idea. Now, I think what is also interesting in this case is the hardware available those days is actually pretty big. Well, how big? How many cores do you think you can get the instance, let's say, on Amazon? How many cores you can get? What's that? 200. Well, I looked at that today, right? And you can actually get almost 2,000 cores, right? And 32 gigabytes of memory. And that requires a budget with maybe the same also 2,000 zeros, right? But you know what? If money is not an option, you can get like a huge instance out there. Now, if you look at, you know, hey, we are all reasonable people. You know, we can't buy Mercedes every minute, right? When, you know what? Then you can look at kind of more, I would say, the commodity hardware, right? And that would be something like this, right? Which is also pretty big. So if you look at, this case, it's interesting to think about what kind of performance and scalability we can get, right? And you can actually get like a number of millions of queries from a single node, let's say, MySQL, right? And in reality, the queries are more complicated. It's still going to be hundreds of thousands in many cases. Note, though, that is something you better check, because both your scalability as well as exact performance, A, is not going to be linear, scaling with number of CPU cores, right? And that's also going to be very workload dependent. I would also say what you need to mind maintenance. In many cases, what really bites you in the butt is not those kind of performance for normal queries. You run, you know, small queries, you know, a couple of reads, mostly in memory, who cares? But then imagine if you have that, for example, 90 terabyte table in your 100 terabyte database, and you need to add a column to it, right, or build a new index. That can be very unpleasant. It can take a lot of time. Right, in this case, if you're bound to a single node. Especially if you look at some solutions like MySQL, for example, they don't even implement the parallel things for many of those, right? So that becomes very important if you look at those systems.
Especially if you need double the storage.
Yeah, double the storage. Well, that is, of course, another thing. Now, if you think about the database use, right, I would say there are a bunch of different users typically you have in the system, right? That comes from your core production database. Like, oh my gosh, I'm e-commerce. No matter what happens, I need people to be able to keep buying, paying us money, right? Then there's some secondary things. Like, well, maybe I also want them to see the ad, so they buy something else. But if it doesn't work, right, it's not such a big deal, right? And then there's like telemetry, analytics, so on and so forth. And all of them, they all have a different parameters, right? Like, for example, in terms of data, we can find what humans, even if you're posting a lot of, messages on the chat, right, don't generate as much data as machines, which can generate like often tens and thousands of times more. And that is where often a lot of those massive data scales can tell even a small, environment. Now, I think it's also good to think what exactly applications you have, right? And you can think about those types in different ways, but basically on one thing you can say, hey, there is this kind of a little application we run in our company. It's hosted internally on our server, wherever it is, right? And then all the way to something like a Facebook, multiple users, very kind of intermingled data, right? It requires a lot of connections. You want to maybe know or not what your friends post, right? All this kind of stuff, right? That is a landscape, which I would say. And that, I think, plays where distributed databases may be needed or not, right? If you are having like a self-hosted application in the enterprise, even in a pretty large one, chances are amount of data, amount of traffic, right, can be handled by your kind of conventional old-style single-node database with some replication for availability and stuff. But then if you are going to this massive, web-scale public applications, well, different story altogether. Now, here is the challenge I would see. It's kind of cuts both ways. In some cases, I see kind of developers, attending talk like this, right, or maybe hearing from Facebook and their Meta meetup and stuff, and things like, wow, I need a web-scale database. I need to future-proof myself, right? And they install something which is way, way too more scalable and too complicated compared to what they need. Right? Oh, I'm just going to have like a WordPress website which two people a day is going to visit. Well, yeah, that's if my mom is not on vacation, right? No need distributed databases for that, right? On the other hand, you also don't want to be in a situation where you picked the database which is not distributed, cannot do this way, right? And then you are actually have to have have massive scalability needs. You have to scale massively because, let's say, your application became kind of super successful. Think about like OpenAI, right? Like going from zero to 100 million users, right, in days. Then you have to do the different choices. And I think it's also important to highlight here is what it is often not really the single answer. You would find that many organizations run multiple database technologies for a number of different reasons, right? Because, operational database and analytical database is often different, right? And maybe you need to have some relational database and database which are good at, storing documents, right? Or vector or search, right? And so often there is going to be a portfolio of a databases. And this kind of a trade-off between, like a simple single node databases and distributed scalable database is one of those choices, right, what I would say use to build portfolio of the databases your organization uses. And that's all I had to say. Yeah, with a minute to spare, huh?
Maybe we have time for one question, if it's a quick one. No? All clear. Yes.
You wore them out,
huh?
For like
thank you.
A 3-hour talk with no breaks, right?